Hello, and welcome into the light. I've named this week's program The French Connection. We'll listen to two major works, the story of Joan Arc, Her Story 3, by American composer Elizabeth Verco, and the saxophone concerto by expatriate French composer Ida Gotkovsky. We'll conclude with some lighthearted, purely French music by Germaine Taillefer. Elizabeth Verco has been an active American composer and advocate for women composers for many years. Born in Washington, D.C. in 1941, she was educated at Wellesley College, the University of Michigan, and Boston University, where she studied composition with Gardner Reed. She was a fellow at the Charles Ives Center and at the Cité Internationale des Arts in Paris, and has received grants from the Artists Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts. Her music has been performed in London, Paris, Boston, and New York. Her Story 3 was commissioned for Sharon Mabry at the Center for the Creative Arts at Austin, PA University in Tennessee. Here is what the composer says about it. The idea for the piece came from a visit to the Château de Chinon and its Tower Museum during a stay in France in 1985. The tale of the 17-year-old girl leading troops to free her country of an occupying army has stirred the imagination of many writers and composers before me, from Shaw in his familiar play, St. Joan, to Mark Twain in his little-known Recollections of Joan of Arc. A fascinating discovery in this wealth of material is Christine de Pizan's long and openly feminist poem celebrating the victory at Orléans, the only poem about Joan of Arc written in her lifetime. However, the most absorbing materials are the documents from her trial. In these records, her faith and her sharp tongue emerge as fresh today as in 1429, the year of her trial and death. Her Story 3 is not intended as a concert piece, but rather as a dramatic performance with lighting and costume. Opening in darkness with the whispered words of François Villon, this piece continues with 12 sections ranging from spoken dialogue to an extended dramatic scene. There are set pieces, combinations of speech and music, some special effects like gong and finger cymbals, woodblock, and use of mallets or fingers directly on the piano strings, and a return to the spare simplicity of the beginning in the concluding prayer. Let's hear it now, performed by Sharon Mabry with Rosemary Platt at the piano.